Developing Listening Skills. Listening, a lecture. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 7.
Okay, so today we're going to continue on the topic of how children are socialized. We'll be looking at gender socialization, in other words, how children learn their gender roles. Gender is something that we learn. First from our parents, then from our peers, from school, and from the culture we live in. Okay, let's start with our parents. Generally, our gender roles are pretty clear to us by the time we're around 3 years old. So how do we learn these roles so quickly? Well, one way is simply by what our parents say to us. Parents give female children a lot of compliments on how they look, on their appearance, right? We say things like, "What a pretty girl," or "That's a nice dress you're wearing." Girls might get compliments on other things too, but they soon learn that being feminine has something to do with being attractive or pretty, right? Boys, in contrast, are complimented on what they do. We say things like, "Look how fast little Timmy can run. Good for you, Timmy." So, over time, boys learn that being masculine has something to do with their behavior and with being active. Our peers, when we're children, girls and boys around the same age as we are, also teach us about gender roles. And sometimes they're not very nice about this either. They make fun of children who aren't following the rules. Can you remember kids from your childhood who didn't follow the gender rules? Schools continue the process of gender socialization. Some schools have separate classes for girls and boys. And, of course, school uniforms are different. Pants for boys, and skirts or dresses for girls. Finally, the culture we live in has a lot to teach us about gender roles.